7, some interesting boxing news in the Marriage Download this week. There's a rumour that Huey Fury, heavyweight boxer and cousin of Tyson, had turned down a fight with Anthony Joshua. I'm delighted to see Huey joins us now. Huey, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Huey, how are you? You good?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you very much.
What about that then? Can we confirm that the Joshua fight, you said no? Is that true, 100% true?
Yes, the offered the fight. And at the end of the day, they tried to offer me peanuts. I'm not in this game to fight for peanuts.
Really?
At the end of the day, you got to. If they wanted the fight, they would have paid for what we asked.
Yeah.
But I can see they don't want the fight anyway.
Huey, did they come to you or did you go to them?
No, they offered the fight, silly money, and then they offered something back, and then they've got in touch.
Yeah.
If they wanted the fight that badly, they would have had it because it's a big, massive fight.
So then, probably then, are we heading down Deontay Wilder that route for your next fight?
Hopefully, there was talks about it, negotiations, and hopefully it will come off.
Yeah. So what about Huey? Listen, obviously we know so much about cousin and how is he? It's such a shame that. You know, the problems that Tyson's gone through. I don't think people realise, unless you've had problems, mental problems, how bad it can be. How is Cuz? Is he okay?
Yeah, he's been on the right medication and he's been ticking along. It is a shame. His head's all over the show, but hopefully next year he'll come back. But I think he's on the right track.
Huey, I think he's changed his Twitter name to Riaz Tyson Muhammad. Will he fight under that name?
You don't know what Tyson does. He changes it with the weather.
No, I know.
His next training camp's Aleppo, someone said. No, come. How close are you to him, Huey?
Yeah, we're very close, me and Tyson, but when we're in training camp, we're always together.
Yeah.
But, lately, I've not seen much of him because I've just left him in peace.
So tell us a little bit about your career then, Huey, your last few fights. You know, where have you been? What have you done? Who have you beat? Tell us, because it's all about Tyson. I personally don't know too much about yourself. So hopefully you can tell me the last few fights. How's your progression going?
It's going good. You probably have already heard I had a few illnesses in the past with skin condition and that.
Yeah.
But that's all been sorted now with all my last fights. I've always been fighting like 40, 50%. I've never ever felt good in myself, and now I feel amazing. But like, no one ever goes on about my achievements, what I've done in the boxing. Like, when I was a young kid in the amateurs, I won everything. I was the first ever Englishman and Irish descent to ever win a gold medal in the World Championships.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. World Youth Championships. Anthony Joshua, Lennox Lewis. No one's ever done that in history. I was the first. That never gets mentioned.
Right.
Who do you think you've been overshadowed by your cousin then?
No, it's just nothing ever. Listen, my shadow will soon come out because my boxing will bring it. Hopefully next year now I'll get the big fights and I will be world champion.
But you're unbeaten as a pro, aren't you, Hugh?
Yeah, I'm 22-year-old and I'm 20-0.
Yeah.
10 KOs.
Wow. Okay, so listen, now you feel 100%. It's just a case of getting the right fight now. Dad can sort that out, hopefully. And if it's Wilder, it's Wilder. You're not scared of anyone at the moment?
Nope, I will fight anyone. I'm not avoiding anyone. Our last fight he was supposed to fight was Andy Ruiz Jr., but he pulled out. Now he's fighting for a world title. I'm not afraid to fight anyone. So 2017 will be my year.
And
I don't care who it's going to be against. I'll be getting one of them titles.
And Hugh, if the money's right, you don't mind going to the States or you don't mind going to Europe?
Listen, I'm a fighter. I don't get involved in the politics side. I leave that to my dad.
Yeah.
And my team.
Well,
I don't go anywhere.
Hugh, listen, great to talk. And I'm quite excited about this, and I'm sure you're very excited. You can't wait to get going. So, please come on again, and hopefully you get your next fight. Is it going to be in the next few weeks, or is it going to be a few months, Hugh?
I think it'll be next year now where I'll be fighting.
Yeah.
And, Hugh, I'd just like to say I love your nickname as well. The Fist of Fury. Is that right?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Hugh Lewis, the Fist of Fury.
Fantastic.
Huey, good luck to you. Great to talk. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you very
much. There you go. 22-year-old, 20 fights, 20 wins, 10 by knockout.
Yeah, so look, in the day, we all talk about his brother, his cousin, sorry, but obviously Huey, he's only 22, very young still, and he's got a big future in front of him. And what's he's very confident, which he's got to be as a boxer.
I'm going to follow. Listen, I didn't know much about Huey. I'm going to follow Huey now. But just tell him, what's he doing with
this? 6 foot six, Al, Huey. Believe it or not, bigger fighter, heavyweight. So
you need a ladder to get a jab in, wouldn't you?
And let's follow the Fist of Fury from now on.
Brilliant.
It's a great nickname.
And the Fist of Fury was what fantastic fighter in movies?
I don't know.
Bruce Lee, Fist of Fury. 9:43.